Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hello, Drew. Welcome to the men's room. Random.
Hola, bitcholas.
Hola. Drew, welcome to the program. And the random would you rather question. Here is a weird one, but it pertains to the two stories. Would you rather be driving down the road at 60 miles an hour and crash your car into 11 cows? Okay? Or take a fastball to the face?
I've already done that one. Okay. I'll take the cows.
You're going to take the risk of the cows.
Now, I'm taking the cows all day.
The cows can come through your windshield.
They can.
Very easily. There's 11 of them. You are hitting 11 cows with your car.
Mm-hmm.
Your car is going to be totaled.
That's fine.
Number one. So the car's gone. The question is, how bad off are you going to be in that wreck?
I don't know. But either way, I have a car for some protection. And yes, I'm going to get messed up. A fastball to the face, my protection is my skin. Like, okay. That is a failure.
How much does a cow weigh? What's your average cow? I don't know.
1,600 pounds?
1,600. You Googling that, Mike?
Oh, yeah, I got it.
But you're going to hit 11 of them. Right. 11. Okay.
They're saying about 1,100 pounds.
Oh, 1,100 pounds.
I do have a story.
Okay.
You hit
about
a cow?
Hitting cows?
No. Baseball.
Okay.
Leaving a game early and... food at the park.
And what?
Okay.
Happened? Okay, so.
Are we supposed to guess the story?
No. So, like, see, I was working freight at the time, and it was bobblehead night, dual bobblehead night, Randy Johnson, Dan Wilson.
Great night.
I'm working freight. It's an afternoon game or whatever, so I just want to go there and get the bobblehead, right? So, me, my ex-wife, my buddy, we drive up there to get the bobbleheads and to have Ivers fish and chips. I love Ivers fish and chips at Safeco Field. So we go there, we get the Ivers fish and chips, our bobbleheads, and we're in like left center field, and we're just eating our Ivers. And this older lady's walking by while they're having batting practice, and she gets hit in the head with a baseball.
Oh, did she drop?
Like a home run. Oh, she did, right in front of our little picnic table that we had. You know how they have, like, random little picnic tables?
Yeah.
Dropped right in front of us. I was just like, security. And then everyone came rushing over. There was blood, like, all on the concrete. And, we just ate our fish and chips and then drove back home. I just wanted those dual head bobbleheads.
So you watch the game.
We didn't even stay for the first inning.
You literally showed up to get some fish and chips, some bobbleheads, watch a lady drop bloody to the ground and roll the hell out.
Because I had to work at midnight. Yes, sir.
All right.
It was the Hall of Fame dual bobblehead night. I still got it in my trophy case.
Okay. Hopefully there's no blood on it. Yeah, she dropped. Security.
Reason we asked, would you rather crash into 11 cows with your car or take a fastball to the face? Now, in this instance, it was not a car. It was a semi-truck.
Well, he wins.
So the Minnesota State Patrol is investigating how multiple cows ended up on a highway in Fillmore County. They were later struck by a semi. According to the State Patrol, incident unfolded at 4:26 a.m. in the morning.
Ooh.
When the semi was traveling west. And then, unexpectedly, collided with the 11 cows that were on the road. 10 bovines were killed. One survived with injuries. The driver of the semi, a 52-year-old man, he sustained non-life-threatening injuries, but he was taken to the hospital.
Sure.
Immediately. At the moment, the State Patrol says they're not sure how the cows ended up on the highway, but they are investigating. Even though that guy was in a semi, he got messed up pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, 1,100 pounds each, and you hit 11 of them.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Now, we,
yeah, I mean, a fastball off your eye, though, off your face.
Nope.
I mean, it can destroy your oracle, like your eye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, that's rough.
Now we head down to T-Mobile for the game that you guys were at last night.
Oh, yeah.
Seattle Mariners pitcher George Kirby was hit by a 102-mile-per-hour line drive to the face last night, walked off the field apparently like it was nothing. He even said after the game it didn't hurt. Did you guys see this?
Yes, we did. We saw the play, and we're behind him. But you can tell it hit him in the face, and my son said, man, is he all right? I said, he's not, but he's going to tell everyone he is, because that's what athletes do.
Yeah. Incident occurred top of the fifth, and the game with the Orioles last night. Orioles third baseman, Raymond Urias, he's a bat with a 1-2 count. He rips the comebacker that ricocheted right off the All-Star's face. Making the scene even more incredible, the ball bounced directly to first baseman Rowdy Tellez, who made the final out of the inning.
Yes! I mean, honestly, that's how it played out.
Now, George Kirby never went down, just casually walked off the field, stretched his jaw with a trickle of blood streaming down his chin, then goes into the dugout. I didn't even see it coming, he said. I just put my hand up. I'm just glad it kind of missed any of the bad spots on my face. Kirby left the game after the line drive, but he was more than likely done anyway. That was his 95th pitch of the game.
Oh, damn.
And that's the most he's thrown.
So oh, really?
He was probably coming out at the end of the inning, no matter what.
Just get hit in the face first.
Dan Wilson, the manager, he was not quite so flippant when talking about the situation. He said, look, Kirby's going to go, he's going to get evaluated before stepping back on the field again. A lot of the times, the adrenaline is so much.
Yeah, always.
That you don't understand what you're going through. He said, because you just got that adrenaline at the same time. But we're just glad and happy that he seems to be okay. And it could have been something way worse.
It could have been a lot worse, man. I mean, it was just, you hear the crack.
Was that one of those,
bat.
Ooh.
Yeah, because, you know, you're watching the game. And the way I perceive it, you heard the crack of the bat, and then you saw the ball kind of ricochet off of his face. You know, but it's just so fast.
Yeah.
You know, 100, what is it, 66 feet to home plate or something like that?
60 feet, 6 inches.
So at 102 miles an hour, that covers ground pretty quickly, yeah. Man. So it's like you see him swing, you hear the crack. And, I mean, at the time you hear the crack, the ball's ricocheting off of his head. But, like, damn. They got the out. So it's kind of weird because I'm like, oh, man, ah, damn it. I still wanted to get the base hit, but. That's just me.
I think I'm taking the cows.
I am too.
Because also it depends on where, like he's right, depends on where you hit you in the face. I mean.
He managed to get his glove up, so it ricocheted a little bit off the glove.
Ricochet,
man.
Right, I just watched it, like, but like, you know, an awful incident we watched in person years ago, and that guy took that line drive, and he turned his head and hit him in the back of the head. I mean, he was messed up. Luckily, I don't have to name the guy, but the guy like paid all the medical bills and everything, but like.
Yeah.
I ran into him. Just like a year and a half ago and brought it up.
So the you ran into the baseball player that hit the ball?
The athlete, yeah.
Okay, all right.
And he was like, because when I threw out the first pitch a few years ago at the Aqua Sox game, like they were like, hey, do you remember? And I go, yeah. And they were like, and I met the guy was there. He's like, oh, I was messed up. And he was like, that dude paid the bills, showed up, visited me. Like,
yeah, there's no ill intent.
I mean, so he was there, but he was eventually going to be a Mariner.
No. This guy's already retired.
Oh, okay.
But he was a professional in another sport and played college ball.
Okay.
So he knows right. what he's doing.
Right.
And and somebody was kind of joking around. They were like, go ahead, rip one. He hits a line drive. And that poor kid, I mean, when that hit his head, I mean, that ball.
Could you hear it?
Yes.
Gosh.
It rolled almost back to the plate. And I mean, and that guy was messed up. He's fine now.
Sure.
Everybody involved's good, but like.
But at the time.
Right. So that's why, and credit to Miles. Miles said 3 weeks leading up to that, L screen. We don't need an L screen. We needed the L screen, right, to protect the pitchers.
Well, you do. Also, this kid was just, he was just up there throwing, like, in a charity game or something.
Correct. He was just throwing, like,
against BP. Against a professional athlete.
Right. And everybody was kind of chirping him, so he was like, all right. And he was like, all right. And everybody's like, hit it, dude. He's like, all right, pump one a little faster down the middle. Obviously, the pro athlete who played college baseball, too, was like, all right. And I mean,
Was this a metal bat or a wooden bat?
I think they were playing with metal bats.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what I'm saying. When I ran into him, man, and brought it up, he didn't, and he was like, oh, I remember. And he's like,
yes.
You know, he was, I mean, to the point, like, I don't think that guy would ever do an event like we had him do again.
That's why softball's so dangerous. And I know the softball is softer, and I know it's bigger.
It'll still
but the pitcher is closer. The bases are closer. The third baseman, the first baseman. There's three very dangerous. You think the shortstop's getting a lot of action?
Right.
That's not dangerous. That's just stupid if you're going to step in there.
And when you play, when you watch those men and women that play like that high-level slow pitch,
yeah,
they're good enough that they never hit it back at the pitcher. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But you take a group of us and go.
We don't know.
We don't make contact.
I can hit the ball. I don't even know if I can't. Like, I might hit it back up the middle.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What was that? Somebody got, when we had that foul balls team, somebody, I don't know.
Somebody almost killed Toppy.
Top Shelf almost got killed once pitching.
I have never seen Top Shelf move this fast, right? He was not known for being like fleet of foot, right? That's just not what you'd think. And
Toppy.
And he's always stoned and all this, but he's pitching. And I don't remember who hit it, but I mean, this thing, it was like a laser beam. And I cannot explain how fast Toppy's hand was in front of his face and caught the ball. And I think even Toppy was like, I did not know I could move that
fast. For the most part, we were playing. We are not an organized softball team. We had one.
Right, we had 18.
But we were playing organized softball teams.
Correct.
So we were playing guys that play, that are on teams, that compete. So we were just out there for fun, but these guys could play most of the time.
Correct.
Yeah, whoever we played against, they were a legitimate softball team.
And it showed.
No hope of us winning the game. Just the idea of being able to go out and play for fun. But I'm telling you what, it's dangerous.
That's why I was so happy when that ended, because I was the only one playing third base. It's like everybody else was going to get hurt. I was like, well, I'm tired of sitting on this corner every guy I get to know.
Yeah.
Because for the most part, they were good enough not to hit it up the middle.
Right.
They didn't mind ripping shots down at me.
Right, yeah. Well, I had this buddy, and he ended up playing in the pros. So
right.
He made it to the major league level. But when we were in high school, we were on opposing high schools.
All right.
But we grew up together, and we were best friends growing up. So we know each other very, very, very well. And I was not pitching that day, but Ravi was. So, and it's a big game. You know, like, it's toward the end of the year. This is when the two teams that are in the same town, same town with two different high schools, play each other. This is
so going to be a big
this
deal.
Is the Apple Cup of my baseball world.
All right.
Yeah.
You're playing against guys you grew up with, your friends, but they went to this school and you suck because you went to that school, blah, blah, blah. So Ravi calls me the night before the game and he goes, hey, man, I just want you to know if the situation calls for it and we are not in a situation where it matters, I am throwing the ball as hard as I can at your head.
He told you this.
Yes. And I was like, Ravi, you can't do that, man. Ravi threw in the 90s.
Oh.
I was like, dude, please, seriously, man. You just don't, I mean, come on, man. You know, like, don't do that to me. Even if I was pitching, I could donk him with a 75-mile-an-hour fastball.
And that's your best,
maybe.
Right?
I mean, we didn't have a gun then, but, you know, like, but he was gunned when he went to college. I know damn well what he threw. But, man, so I step into the box, and he just starts smiling. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no, man. Oh, no. So first pitch, fastball behind my head. Behind my head high. And the catcher could not catch the ball. Ravi's also pitching from the windup. There's nobody on base.
Right, right, right.
Okay? So he doesn't really need to care about holding the runner. He's just slinging back and just absolutely firing this ball. It goes behind my head. Catcher can't even catch the ball.
Right.
Ump calls timeout. You know what I mean? And he's just kind of looking around. I'm on the ground. I'm up. I'm like, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. He was trying to figure out the ump if I got hit in the back of the head.
Okay. The ump.
So
right.
I did not get hit. So I get back in the box again. This one is right at the chin. Number two. Now the ump calls timeout again. Again. And he's like, hey, pitcher. And so the coach comes running out from the Morgantown High team, right? And he goes out and he's talking to Ravi. Ravi's still smiling. This is pissing off the umpire a little bit. But I'm talking to my coach and I'm like, He told me he's going to throw at me, man. I just don't think he's going to throw at my head. And he's like, listen, he's like, I tell you what I want.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here's what I want you to do.
Just take it.
He said, I want you to square around and I want you to bunt.
Okay.
He said, you're never going to hit him. He said, you just square around and you try to, you just bunt. So I squared around, and this ball is coming right at me, man. Again, I dive out. This is 3 balls in a row, all right? So it's now 3-0 on the count. Next pitch, Ravi throws straight gas, high fastball. I ignore the bunt sign. I swing. I mean, I'm not even close.
Right.
Second pitch, same deal. Now Ravi's just laughing his ass off. Now the count is full.
Sure.
Right? So it was 3-0. I should have watched the two go by, but I didn't. They both would have been strikes anyway. The final pitch, full count. Ravi had a breaking ball like you'd never seen in your life. This thing is coming at the back of my head, all right?
Don't tell me.
I fall back.
Dive out of that box.
I dive out of that box. That ball breaks down off of a cliff. The catcher didn't even move his glove. Thump. I'm just like, you ass. Like, he set me up. He could have hit me. Very well could have hit me if I didn't get out of the way. But he just set me up to screw with my head so bad. And then he threw this breaking ball that was just absolutely embarrassing.
And you dove.
And both dugouts were laughing their ass off.
Oh, God.
Both. The game was out of reach. Didn't really matter. We're not going to win the game at that point. I think we're like 6-1 or something.
Right.
But, I mean, just the idea of, I really thought he was going to kill me. I've never felt that much fear in a sporting event. And sometimes in football, you like look across, the guys are huge, and you look at the linebacker and you go, oh no, this guy's going to blitz. You can tolerate that.
Well, sure.
But not a fastball to hit.
Part
of
the play.
Because you don't realize how fast that thing's coming when someone is that good.
Mm-hmm.
Because it happens so much faster. It's like you can't even pick up your foot and that thing's there. Like you would have to actually time it out to start your swing. As he's winding up almost. That's kind of how it felt. Just terrifying, man.
Yeah, that was one thing. My son was very impressed with just how fast everyone can throw the ball. You know, the guy from center field throws it to home. You know, it's like, oh my God. I said, dude, that is why they are professional players.
Well, listen.
People like you and me, we can't do that. They can. And when it shows, it shows.
I have a buddy, right? His son pitched for UW, right? Isaac Yeager. Right? He's 6'5", big boy, right? Just gasses the ball. So somebody, and I'm friends with his dad through another guy, and somebody I was drinking with, or they were spouting off, and I was like, oh, you all right, like, you can hit 90? I was like, I'll bring Isaac over here. We'll go to a field.
All right.
He could, like, he pops 90. You might see him playing in the minor league.
Why did these guys think they could hit that? Did they play in high school?
They played in high school or something.
I'd be afraid to get in the box.
And I was like, dude, we'll set it up. Let him pump some balls. Like there's no way. You won't even foul. They were like, I could foul it off.
No,
I said, he's 6'5". I said, when he toes that rubber, you're going to S your pants. Seriously. Yeah. I watched him play 3 games this year, and I was like, my God, that boy is scary.
Did you actually set it up?
No. They bitched out.
Yeah. I think they should.
Well, so it was 3-0. His first strike was technically a slider. So it was kind of coming in, like, in my groin.
Right.
And then it just broke right in. I'm like, hmm. And then the other one was kind of like a, basically just threw a split, but he threw it high, so I thought the ball was going to be high. And then the ball dropped down for another strike.
Right.
So he threw a split at me, which I was like, oh, high out strike. Jesus Christ. And it just dropped off the table. That curveball, man. I mean, it was behind my head. It was behind my head. It is still was probably 82 miles an hour.
Right.
It was still fast. And then all of a sudden, I just see it coming right in my face. And I'm like, oh, no. And I dropped my bat, and I fell back. And I look up, and the catcher hadn't even moved. And he's just looking at me, and the ump's looking down at me. Get the hell out of here.
You got to wear that one, Montgomery, if it doesn't break.
Christ. Oh, I didn't live that one down forever.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.